علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 192nd sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about certain important issues with regards to prophethood. One of those issues is which is with regards to those communities that were there at the onset of the prophetic movement, and how these communities, they struggled, and their way of life, and what they did to be able to be successful and to continue that path that they had chosen as followers of the Prophet. One of those discussions that we had previously was that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that وَالْأَهْوَاءُ مُؤْتَلِفَةٌ, that the feelings, the views, those desires of the people are close to one another. And that only happens, of course, when there is a proper cultural movement and proactive steps to bring together people's feelings, okay? And this is a whole process in itself that we discussed about in the previous session.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, today we will discuss about another phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَالْقُلُوبُ مُعْتَدِيلَةٌ. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that the hearts are in a state of moderation. They are in a state of what we call i'tidal. Now, i'tidal is a state where an entity or whatever thing that exists, or whatever it is, whether it's a feeling, whether it is an entity, whether it is a state, whatever it is, it's not in any of the extremes, and it is in a balanced state. Perhaps here Imam Ali alayhi salam is referring to the fact that the hearts of the people have underwent that specific training in such a manner that they are not in any of the extremes. When you talk about not in any of the extremes, means that they do not slack and lag behind. That means the hearts are not such that they are inclined towards the carnal desires, carnal feelings and thoughts. And at the same time, they are not going ahead of the teachings of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As they say, they are not, you can say, more Catholic than the Pope. It's just a kind of an idiom and a statement and a saying. They are not like that. Those hearts are in a state of balance. And that balance that is, it comes about when the teachings of the prophets are applied correctly. In this particular state of i'tidal, when the hearts are in a state of balance, of course there has to be a criterion that needs to be followed. And that criterion is the presence, first of all, of the Quran itself and the presence of the Wali of Allah, who is actually that criterion that shows the people in what state they need to be. And therefore, they do not fall back, nor do they go ahead. It seems like, and perhaps this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is referring to, and this is what actually causes communities to be united, societies to be united. When societies are such, when their hearts are not in a state of balance, they are not in a state of i'tidal, they are not in a state where they are not in a state of moderation, or they are in states of extremes, this is when the disunity happens. Because, for example, one group of people want to follow their desires, while one of the group of people wants to follow the prophetic teachings, then there will be definitely a state of disunity. Or there is one group that wants to follow and stick to the prophetic teachings, but there is another group of people that are, as I say, more Catholic than the Pope himself, and they fall on the other side. And this state of the heart, where there are extremes in both ends, is a state that lacks moderation now. But these people had that state of moderation within them.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, as we say that the groups of people that achieved the truth and were able to break the chains of falsehood and were able to be steadfast on the path of the correct direction is because their hearts were in a state of moderation. How does this state of moderation, how is it achieved? As a society, this is achieved when that specific method of training that the Wali of God, that the representative of the Prophet or the Prophet himself, when these teachings are applied in the society, when that system of training and how the hierarchy of work and division of different activities are done in a very balanced and orderly manner. When this happens, the hearts are achieving a training, and that training that these hearts are achieving is a state that brings them into a state of moderation. But if this training is not there, and this state does not exist, whereby the Wali of Allah is not able to train the Ummah in this manner, then definitely the hearts will not be in a state of moderation. And that is when disunity happens. That is when there is lack of focus, there is lack of determination, there is lack of strength, and weakness happens, and therefore the societies begin to deteriorate and get destroyed. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us in this path, that we are able to unite our hearts and bring our hearts in a state of moderation together so that we can achieve the truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فزمن ولا و وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه